How often do we get upset over others' faults? How often, you know, someone will say something or do something and we'll just immediately get upset. We'll get indignant. We'll complain and argue and we'll just immediately become upset because that person did that. And we might even tell others, did you see and did you hear about that other person? We become upset about their faults. How often do we become upset about our own faults? Well, that's a very different question. Because we don't often get upset about our own faults and failings. We don't often look at ourselves as, can you believe I did that? Can you believe that I fell into that sin? Can you believe I said something that I know was wrong, but I said it anyways? Can you believe that I did something? We never do that. We never admit our own fault as often as we admit the faults of others. That's human nature. We're quick to judge others, but not so quick to judge ourselves, not to recognize our own sins. And yet we hear in this first reading, rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord your God, for gracious and merciful is he. Now, if you watch the movie The Passion of the Christ, you probably remember that scene where Jesus is standing trial. And the priests are there, and they're accusing him of everything under the sun. And then our Lord confesses that he is God. He is the second person of the Trinity. He is the Son of God. And the high priest takes his garments, and he rips them open. It was a sign of indignation. It was a sign of, you know, righteous indignation, that something was said that was heretical. That's what it means to rend your garments. That's what this is talking about. But what we need to do is rend our hearts. We need to have righteous indignation over our own sins. Recognize our own sins and convert from those sins. Turn away from those sins. Turn away from the sin that leads to death and turn to the God who leads to life. This is what we are called to do during this Lenten season. This is the time, as St. Paul says, now is a very acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. During this Lenten season, our call is to turn back to God, to recognize that without God, we are nothing. This is why the ashes are put on our foreheads, you know, I will say it and you'll hear, remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. We're nothing without God. We are dust without God. He is the source of our life. He is the source of our very existence. And Lent, with this Ash Wednesday celebration, this remembrance with the ashes put on our head, is a reminder to us of that. Those ashes are not there to show, oh, look at how pious I am for fasting, how pious I am for going to Mass. They're a reminder to us that one day we will be dust. One day our life here on earth will be over and that we need to repent. The problem is we think we can straddle both worlds. We think we can have one foot in the earthly world and one foot in the heavenly realm. We think we can have everything here on earth and still go to heaven. That our focus could be on the earthly things, but one day we'll be in heaven. We won't have to do anything here on earth to focus on heaven. And of course, we can't. Our Lord, in another place in the gospel, tells us you cannot have two masters. We have to choose. We have to choose whether or not we are going to focus on the things of earth or the things of heaven. And Lent is a time for us to clarify that focus, to be aware of that. And now is the time for us to choose to serve God instead of the things of earth, to serve God so that we may have that heavenly kingdom after our time on earth is done. So we are called to perform righteous deeds, as our Lord says. And notice that our Lord says, when you perform righteous deeds, when you do these things, Not if. If you feel like praying, do it this way. If you feel like giving alms, do it this way. If you feel like fasting. Our Lord doesn't say that. You know, there's a meme on the internet, things our Lord did not say. Well, that's one of them. He did not say, if you do these things. He said, when you give alms, when you pray, when you fast. He assumes that if you're going to follow our Lord, you're going to be doing these things as part of following him. So what are those deeds? Well, first of all is almsgiving. Notice the first thing our Lord talks about is money. He talks about almsgiving, giving of ourselves, giving of what we have to our Lord, and giving generously, but not that we be recognized, not that we be seen doing it. You know, I always, anytime there's a major project, you'll always see those pictures where there's, you know, the CEO or the president of the company shaking hands with whoever's in charge of the charity. And of course, the company is giving this big donation for recognition. Look at how generous company XYZ is for giving all this money. It's not out of the goodness of the company's heart. They're doing it for recognition, to be seen in the public as a generous company. We need to be generous with ourselves, with our money, with our time, with our talent, with everything that we have, but do so in a way that the glory is not about us. It's about him. It's about giving of ourselves back to God out of recognition for his gifts that he has given us, and not for our glory. Second deed is prayer, that we need to go and pray on a regular basis. And again, doing so that people don't see us. And oh, isn't it great how prayerful this person is? Instead, we need to do it out of love for God and a desire to be with him. And then third of all, fasting. Now, today was a day of fast where, you know, we eat less than we normally do. We give things up during Lent as a fast. But again, you know, not to do it in a way of saying, oh, how brave I am for giving this up. Oh, I'm wilting away because I haven't eaten or I've eaten very little today. Again, that's about us. Look at me, aren't I great? Instead, we are to do it in silence. We are to do it without making it a show about us, but instead do it out of his glory. All these things that we are called to do are to be done in secret. If people know about them, they know about them, but we're not doing it so they know about them, but we are doing them for his glory, so that our actions, our lives, lead to him. And so during this Lenten season, we have this call to perform these deeds of almsgiving, prayer, and fasting, so that we might truly rend our hearts and return to the Lord. May this be a season of repentance, a season of recognizing that we are dust, and to dust we shall return.